Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
Yes, love is my bestie. Love is my bestie. I know love. I know love. I ain't talking about that human condition. In lust, not that lust. I'm talking about that L-O-V-E. That real thing, baby. I know love. I know love. Can't you see? If you can't, well, rule number one, love yourself. Okay. I was just talking about this. I said, y'all, I need to record this as a podcast because, you know, I do be hearing a lot of people talking about, I always get the same man. And every person I get, they just cheat on me and they lie. And I'm always falling in love with somebody that don't love me. And I just don't know what to do. Dudes do it too. They like, all these girls out here, all they is some gold diggers. They some gold digging bitches. I just don't. Love is so fake. Love is not real. There ain't no but a whole bunch of hoes out here. I just can't find nobody for me. I just can't find nobody, man. Love ain't real. Love ain't real. Fuck love. Love ain't real. Being a little, yeah, we're gonna be graphic because we gotta be real, okay? That's why I be hearing. Now, I ain't gonna say that I ain't never had my heart broke. I ain't gonna say I ain't never cried. Well, not because of no relationship, but I ain't never gonna say I ain't never cried and got my feelings hurt. We all get our feelings hurt, but I don't blame love. I blame the person that did me dirty. And then I say, you know what? Then I gotta really evaluate the situation and be like, you know what? They were able to do me like that because I didn't love myself enough to say, you know what? I deserve to be treated better. And I wasn't bold enough to say, you know what? We friends. And I don't believe friends supposed to be treating each other like this. And I don't like when you do that. Don't do that. Like, you should be doing this because that's what you do when you love each other. See, I wasn't bold enough to say that. I let people go ahead and do what they do and let them run over me. And then eventually, you know, you get your heart broken. Okay. So loving yourself is very important. I was just saying, like, the reason why a lot of people don't find real love and very few people do really find real love, because everybody always talking about, well, finding real love is kind of hard to do. That's rare, like having a couple that really do love each other and stay together to death do us part and all that stuff. I really do believe it's because you don't love yourself, because that's the reason why you attract certain things, and that's the reason why you attract certain people, and then you be compromising yourself. See, what I learned, because I really have been working on myself years, you know what I'm saying? And I just now, last year is when I really started letting it click. I really started understanding it, and I really started accepting it, and I really said, I'm going to live it, no exceptions. And it's still constant work. You constantly gotta remind yourself to be thankful and grateful. You constantly gotta remind yourself how powerful you are. You gotta constantly look at your life and reevaluate stuff. You gotta constantly learn, and you gotta constantly grow, because all the smart people know if you're not learning and growing, you're not living anyway. And that's why I be telling people, I can lay around all day and I'll be just fine, because I'm actually learning and growing right in the space, because life, it really is about learning and growing. That's why a lot of people feel like they're not living, and they think they got to do these big huge things, which I am still gonna do big huge things. I still like skydive and bungee jump and all that stuff. I still do stuff like that, but I don't really have to. I can sit around all day in my house and be just fine, because I'm learning and I'm growing and I'm loving myself and I'm just going through life like you're supposed to. So a lot of the times when people complain, I always remind them, like, man, first you do gotta love yourself, because when you love yourself, you can be alone, and you're not just gonna have just anybody in your life because you love yourself too much to be treated a certain way anyway. You're like, you're not about to be like my friend and call yourself my friend and you talking behind my back, or, you know what I'm saying, you can't give me affection when I ask for affection, or you never understanding or asking about me, or, you know. And a lot of times people give up their power to that person and they call it love. And I totally understand it, because in life we are raised, especially like women are raised, to be submissive to their husbands. And even though people say, like, you know, we're like feminists and we're pro this and we want equal relationships and everything, people still do the religious kind of thing, like men do this, women do this, you know, and we're still trying to break those roles and stuff still. And we still say, well, my man got to do this, or my man got to look like this, or my girl got to be like this, or my girl got to do all this, or my girl, because we're looking for that other person to make us whole when we can only make ourselves whole. And not only that, we're looking for that person to cater and basically bow down to our needs, and then we don't allow people to really be themselves. And then a lot of times I hear a lot of people in relationships say, like, oh, you know, you got to put work on that man, or, you know, you got to, you know, let them know what you like so you can train them and all that stuff. And I joke about training and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, because I know what real love is, and all my friends, because me personally in my life, I always let every friend I ever had, every person I end up calling a friend, I let them be themselves, their authentic self, and I do not try to change them or anything. And I didn't love myself a lot at that time, and I could have spoken up on some things, but what I learned is that people are people, and they're going to be who they are, just like I'm going to be who I am. And a lot of the times we forget what we do and who we are, and then we just try to change the other person, and we don't be really looking at ourselves a lot of the time. So I have learned to look at myself. Like, I know my flaws and all, and when people try to bring it up, I'm like, girl, I already know that. Now, do I really want to work on it? No. Or if I want to work on it, I'm working on it. You know, that's my choice. Just like you got a choice. There's things people saying about you that you haven't changed yet, or that you know that you need to work on and you ain't worked on, or something that you're working on and working through right now, and then they just, you know, if you got real people around you, just help me work through it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I still let people be themselves. Like, I'm just going to say, like, my last friendship, I let them be themselves. And I did bring up, like, a couple things. Like, I wish, like, you would, like, visit me more or come through for me more. And it kind of got, like, ignored in a way. So what I don't try to fight it. Because now that I listen to myself, and as I begin loving myself, and when things happen, it's like, this is not the relationship you really want to be in. Well, not relationship, friendship, but friendship is still a relationship. That's why I got ship at the end, I guess. But so, you know, and it's just like, this is not the kind of friendship you really want to be in. And you're not, like, really happy, because what I learned is my love language wasn't spoken. Like, I realized throughout my whole life, because like I said, it was a journey to love myself, and I'm just now getting there at this age. So it's just like, you know, let me take a little pause here. I am so happy of the people that I follow, and the way, because of the stuff I watch and stream, and the way my algorithm is set up, that I can see so many young people being so spiritually in tune with themselves, knowing their truth, being open, being real. And I know, like, older generations give young people a hard time about, like, sexuality and these now pronouns and all this stuff, and transgenders, and, you know, women and men, and they want to be able to call a woman a man and all this stuff, and you know, all this cancel culture. And like I always say, cancel culture, everything can be, have its negative, but I also know why it's happening. It's because people want to live in their truth, and everybody's tired of being in the box, and they're I am really proud of all the young people that I see, because I see, I'm like, man, I wish I would have got it at their age. And that's how it's supposed to be. The older generation is supposed to teach the younger generation to have something to make them be greater than they are, or greater than you were, I should say, as the older generation. And all of that, seeing people that's really trying to be themselves and do it the right way, not being like, I know some people are snappy and they can be very rude and all that stuff and all that, and I get it, because I can be a trip on social media, but I'm not like this in real life. But you know what I'm saying? But I'm not like snappy in real life. I'm more calm, but I can get snappy in real life. But when I get hype and stuff, but it's like, I be more hype and stuff when I do stuff like this. And I really like being the flow of it. So it's me and everything, but it's like, I can be more fun, and I can have, you know, but when I'm in real life, I'm more personal, because most of the time when I meet people, it's more serious. It's not really like jokey. People are so serious, okay? And people don't really like having fun. And people are so like serious and boring. Okay. So when I be on social media, it's like I can be free of myself and be wild and just like all that stuff. Because in real life, it's like, I like when people get turned up and have fun. But if you ever pay attention to life, everybody is so serious. Everybody is so like reserved. So I end up being reserved. Everybody is so like in their world and in their zone. People are not really like friendly. People don't know how to have a good time. Okay, and I was just like watching the video Brave, and I was like, I be doing that in the gym, like I be dancing in the gym, and they be looking at me like crazy and stuff. You work out and mind your business. This is me working out. You see me sweating like a mug because not only am I on this machine doing the cardio, I'm also doing some dances with it. So we double cardio, and you should be trying to do the same thing, trying to enjoy your life. You know what I'm saying? But I realize in life, there's a lot of people that out here not enjoying. Okay. And I used to be like that, but I have learned that life is not supposed to be stressful and all that stuff. Life is supposed to be enjoyable. You're supposed to have fun, at least as much fun as you can. And you're supposed to enjoy your life. You're supposed to, you know, have a good time. Okay, be free and all that stuff. I hate when I get out and then everybody's just so reserved and so, and then I got to be all calm and stuff. But then I just, you know, sometimes I just get in the mood and the spirit just moving. I don't care who's around. When the spirit moves, it moves. Okay. So, you know what I'm saying? When I feel like dancing, I'm a dance. I don't care if you looking. Okay. But anyway. Back to what I was saying, okay? But if you always attracting the same person and you're always crying and being upset about your relationships and you think love is hard and frustrating. Now, love is easy. I don't want to say that love is so easy where you're not going to have problems or anything like that, because I hear a lot of people saying, love is not supposed to be this hard. If I got to go through this, this ain't real love. Well, let me tell you something. See, being human, we have conditions with our love, and we have to learn to love unconditionally. Because, like, even parents have conditions on their child a lot of times. That's why you get upset if your child is, like, gay, or if they're not, if you're a sports person, they're not playing sports. If they're not doing the hobbies that you like, you have an idea of what you want your kid to be. Although this kid, your child, is their own person. They have their own mind. They have their own things they're going to like. They're going to have their own things that they don't like. They're going to have foods that they like. They're going to have foods that they don't like. You may have a lot of things in common, and you're going to have things that's not in common, because that is a human being. They have their own life to live, and you have this idea that you're putting on that child. And you as a parent even got to learn how to love unconditionally. You have to learn how to love your child for your child. Okay. Because there's parents out here that got rapers. Okay. They're rapists. They're killers. They're lying. They're cheating. They're stealing. There are parents that don't even want to see their kid who is being a heathen out here. They don't want to see their kid go to jail because they love their kid so much. That's when it becomes unconditional. Like, I know my child did this, but I don't want to see him in jail. Or, you know, I seen this one movie where a serial killer went to death penalty, and his mom was like, no, I don't want my child to die. And it's just like, even parents kind of have to learn to love unconditional, because you don't want your child to be a serial killer or a rapist or anything and go in jail. But yet and still, those parents somehow still see their child, and they still love them and say, I really hate seeing my child like this, and I don't want my child to die. I don't want my child to go through. I know they did this, but this is my baby. It's like that because they're feeling what love truly is. Love has no conditions, okay? So unconditional love is not impossible for human beings, but for me, it's like we have moments of it, and we have to learn to be unconditional. And unconditional love is only for certain people. That's what I realized when it comes to unconditional love, and it shows up in certain moments. But but the unconditional love you gotta have, really for sure, is for yourself. And that is a journey, because I love myself, but there's still things that I go through all the time. I may look in the mirror and be like, but the difference between how I used to be without loving myself, and people that love themselves, maybe they can hear, is that when you love yourself, it's like you can see your flaws and then you're okay. And when you don't love yourself, because I've been there too, okay, you'll see your flaws and you will drag them flaws and you will talk about them flaws, and you will live in them flaws. You will cry over them flaws. You will think about diets. You will think about this and this and this and everything. Like, all I say now is I'm going to try my best to eat right. I'm going to try my best to work out. And it's okay if I don't. And it's okay because my goal is to be fit. I just remind myself that you want to be fit. You want to be tall. You want to love your body. You want to love your tempo. And I just let it naturally happen because now I love myself and I know it's okay. And I just don't want to eat healthy all the time because if you eat, see, people that eat healthy, they can still get cancer. Okay. I have seen it with my own eyes, okay? Well, not my own eyes, but I have seen, like, interviews because I watch a couple of people. They do interviews and stuff. And they be like, I ate healthy, and I have heard stories, real-life stories of people saying they eat healthy and they still got cancer, and they don't know why. I don't know why I got cancer. I exercise. I don't eat anything bad. I'm eating nothing but fruit. And I have learned that a lot of the times we get so caught up in being one way. Love is freedom also. And we like to kind of like box ourselves in and stay stagnant. And we kind of like, no, I only can eat healthy and everything. You have to have cheat days. Like you got to enjoy life sometimes. It don't mean you have to go wild and crazy, because sometimes I go a little wild and crazy. Okay, then I got to ring it back when it comes to eating and everything. But you don't have to go wild and crazy, but it's okay to have some ice cream. It's okay to eat. That's why when dudes get really built and all that stuff and they have so much muscle, they can go eat like a pizza and be all right and all that stuff because their muscles and stuff just going to burn it anyway. But that's the reason why they have cheat days and everything. And you can still get cancer. You can still get sick because you're taking care of your body, exercising, it's like, are you taking care of you? Do you really love you? People don't know that loving you yourself is so important. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm be honest, even the doctor I went to, she was like, for you to be so healthy, like your blood work and everything like that, for you to be so healthy, like what do? And I told her, well, I've been for COVID and stuff, I was eating like pizzas. I ordered out every day. I was eating wings and everything. Like I ate kale and stuff every now and then. She's like, wow. Like, now she's like, well, I used to eat bags of chips and everything. I still kind of do. Okay. And everything. She's like, but you're really healthy. Even though, you know, you gain weight and all that stuff, you're really like healthy and everything. And she's like, dang, that's very interesting. I said, well, all doctors always say that about me. And the only time I get unhealthy is like if I'm like stressing out or whatever, anxiety, get a headache. But it's never like really like, ooh, you're just unhealthy. Oh my God, you got cancer and all that stuff. But it's just like, I just tell my doctors all the time, I try my best to be joyful and I try my best to be happy. And I spend my whole life trying to love myself. Okay. I spent most of my journey learning me, going through a whole bunch of BS, okay, going through a whole bunch of hurt and a whole bunch of crying and a whole bunch of healing, because I didn't love myself enough to go to therapy. I didn't love myself enough to ask for help. Like, all of that stuff came later. That's why I'm so proud. I know people be saying, this generation is weak and da-da-da-da-da. No, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if young people really listen to me like that, but I'm just going to say, like, the young people is not weak. They're just showing their real emotions and stuff like that. But if you young and you're going to therapy and you getting help, that is far more better than the older generation. The reason why the older generation say the young generation is weak because they're going to therapy, they're trying to be spiritual, candles and all this kumbaya, is because they haven't went through the they haven't went through the healing themselves. Okay, they're broken themselves. You know what broken people do? They try to keep you broken. You know what hurt people do? They hurt you. Okay, so sometimes when people say things, you gotta kind of see past that, and that's what love helped me to do. And I hope that love will help you to see that everything you hear ain't love, okay? And everything you going through is not love, okay? A lot of the times when I see people, they're talking about lust. They're talking about compromising, And they're talking about sacrificing themselves and what they really want in life because they do not want to be alone. Those are the three words I can use. Sacrifice, compromising, and lust is what I mostly hear when people talk about love. And I tell people, especially now, love is my bestie, okay? Love don't hurt. I say this all the time because it's true. Love does not hurt. It is our ideas of love that does. And just like you, I still feel sad. I still get heartbroken and everything because I'm human and I have conditions. But at the end of the day, what gets me to, what gets me to healing quicker, I should say, is because I know better. Because I know that love is in there and care is in there. But what love really is way bigger. It's way bigger than what I've been through. Because I always got to tell people, you got to remember, love has no conditions. And you talking about you don't love love and everything, it is love that's keeping your heart beating. It is love that's keeping you breathing. It is love that's keeping you alive. It is love that when you're going through, can't pay your bills or anything, and you still going, okay? It's people homeless in the street and cold and heat, okay? They still alive, and it is love that's carrying them through, okay? Hungry all them days. When somebody finally feeds you and you homeless, that is love that's feeding you, okay? Somebody cares enough and said, I'm going to feed the homeless. That is love that made that happen, okay? So there's no way you can deny love. I know people are like, I don't like love. Love is fake. But you are love, baby, okay? I don't know why you can't understand that you are love. You are love, and you want love, and you need love, and you gotta have love, and you admire love, no matter what you say, no matter how you feel about it, no matter how mad you get, okay? Even if you get your heart broken, you need love to surround you, family surrounds you, friends surround you, okay? It is love that's bringing you through, baby, okay? So you talking about love ain't real, I need for you to really check out your life. Love is showing up every day. It is love of the animal that you got, okay? That, like I was just saying earlier, but I said I need to record it. People love their animals like crazy, their dogs and everything. It is love that's keeping that dog following you around and laying up under you and all that stuff, okay? Even though you have nobody else. It's love that letting you want to cuddle your dog even when your dog don't want to cuddle, okay? Okay? It is love that's making you hold on. It is love. Whether you love social media, being on chat rooms, laptops, whether you love listening to podcasts, songs, music, watching videos like I do, okay? Whether you love watching your favorite person on YouTube because they bringing you through your hard times, that's love, baby, okay? That is love. It is the most powerful thing in the world, okay? Yeah, stop taking for granted love and stop underestimating the power of love, because it is love that's keeping you alive. It is love that you living for, okay? It is love that you want. People literally take their lives. People literally commit suicide because they do not feel loved. And people commit suicide when they have love from their parents and everything like that. But since their peers don't love them, they take their life. That's the power of love and the deception that we can have on love. Love is what we're living for. Get that through your head. So if love is what you're living for, why don't you try loving yourself first before you go out there and try to love everybody else and try to get a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife, and then wonder why you breaking up 2 months later, divorcing, and they can't even stay married for 2-3 years, okay? And then I want to be married for 20, 30, 40, 50 years like I see, okay? Those people had to go through, and a lot of people in those relationships had to learn to love themselves within the relationship. You barely want to even get hurt, okay? So if you barely even want to get hurt, I suggest you start loving yourself and stay out of a relationship until you good and ready, okay? So I don't have to hear you whining and complaining. I don't know why I always attract the same man. He just don't let me. He always talking about me. He don't never tell me where he going. I be telling him to tell me where he going. He won't tell me. He always leaving me, and he don't never come home. I love this girl. I give her the world. I give her the world. And she act like I ain't even there. You need to love yourself, baby, so you can stop chasing after somebody that don't even want you. Okay? You need to love yourself, baby, so you can stop chasing after somebody that don't even want you. You deserve somebody that you say, hey, can you call me when you get out? Okay? Oh, I ain't got time. Let me tell you something. People always make time for what they want to make time for. It is people way busier than you. How in the hell is Beyonce and Jay-Z, because I like using Beyonce and Jay-Z because, you know, I love them. And I, you know, Beyonce, you know, I'll be listening to her all the time. So I got to always use her. So if you hear me use Beyonce a lot, I know she a celebrity. But I'm just trying to show you. We all know Beyonce be busy. But Jay-Z be like, you need to slow down. And Jay-Z still show up. Okay? And y'all, I don't know if y'all remember the Netflix. She tried on the dress. Guess who she called? Jay-Z. Guess who pick up the phone? Jay-Z. Okay? Guess who pick up the phone? And they already know. Beyonce call and she asked. The people that work for them already know. Beyonce call and the assistant has the phone. They know to give it to Jay-Z no matter what Jay-Z is doing. Okay? Hello? So if Beyonce and Jay-Z, busy people that show got way more money and got way more meetings, okay, and way more businesses to control, you, your man and your girl only working paycheck to paycheck at a regular old 9 to 5, okay, and they ain't got no time, girl. If they got time, if Beyonce and Jay-Z got time, how the hell your partner ain't got no time? Sometimes you need to learn how to love yourself so you can stop complaining about somebody else. Hello? Anyway, y'all better stop underestimating the power of love and loving yourself, okay? Love is the most powerful and greatest thing ever in this life. I don't care how much hate, racism, discrimination, bigotry, sexism you see. It is still love that's keeping you alive. None of that is keeping you alive. Okay, when you go through that, you feel like you've been destroyed. People are fighting and everything, fuss and war and all that stuff. Hate is not the answer, even though that's what human beings run to first. That is not the answer. It just causes chaos and destruction. It is love that you're looking for, baby. Okay, you hurt. That means you need to get healed. And guess what healing is? Healing is part of love. Get into it. Anyway. Y'all don't want me to really get, I'm just starting at the beginning because I was about to start really talking about love. Healing is the start of love. You want to be happy, guess what happiness is? Love. Okay? You looking for joy, guess what joy is? Love. Okay? You looking for understanding, guess where understanding come from? Love. Okay? You looking for forgiveness, guess how someone forgives you? Because of love. Okay? Don't play with me. Okay? Anyways. I just want to get that little bit out. I don't want to really get it because I want to talk about some more stuff, but y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Okay. Anyway, for real though, love is what's keeping you together. Okay. You hurt and then you crying and you call somebody and they there. See, people be taking that for granted because we always looking for peers and people our age, our boyfriends and girlfriends. If you can call your parents and they there for you, that is love. Because it's people that got parents that don't even give a damn about them, okay? It's people with parents that let them go when they was a baby, okay? They didn't have no parents to call. It's people in foster homes, okay? It's people growing up in foster homes, living with families that beat them and abuse them just to get a check from the government and stuff, okay? Some of them look up and get a good family. Some people get adopted and be in a good family and live a good life. But there's a lot of people out here in foster homes and everything. And for you to live in a foster home, that's love. Somebody said these children need a home, so we're going to make a foster home. It may not be great because the people that's in it, the children in there, that's probably bullying. They got to make up rules and stuff to keep y'all safe, and you may not like all the rules. But somebody had to say, you know what? It's a lot of children out here in the streets, and we need to make up something to make sure these kids got somewhere to go, at least until they 18 and all that stuff. That's love, whether you like it or not. That is love, to take care of somebody that don't got no home, okay? Don't let me get started. I can name a lot of stuff, but I'm really going to stop right there for real now. Now I'm done for real. But anyway, as I say in most of my podcasts, when people are in their deathbeds, they ain't talking about what they did try. They always talking about what they didn't try and wish they would at least try it. So that showed me that trying matters. So if you got a dream, at least try. And like I say before and say many times, I do this podcast because I like to talk life into people. Okay. Even when I'm cussing you out in the spirit, I'm still talking life into you. That's my gift. Okay. And whether people wanted to put me on the stage or not, I made my own stage by making my podcast. I don't care how billions of podcasts is out there. You can still be seen and you can still get your piece of the pie if you just try and don't give up. Okay. You got to keep trying because I gave up, but I have learned to do what I actually love and to be authentically myself. And now I love this because I had a podcast before this, before Spiritual Shock, and I quit it because I was not being me. So make sure it's really being, make sure it's something you really want to do and make sure you authentically being yourself. Try. I know there's a billion YouTube channels out there. Try. I know there's a billion Instagrams out there. You gotta keep on going and you do not stop until your last breath, so that when you in your deathbed like the rest, you can say, at least I tried, and you would die happy because at least I tried everything that I wanted to do. Okay. Learn from those people because life is all about learning. Okay. I'm just giving you what I learned. Okay. Hopefully you can learn some things on your own. Because you learning stuff on your own. It's just how you're awake to notice what you learn. Because a lot of people acting like they ain't learned nothing. There's people 60, 70 years old still acting like they ain't learned nothing. Okay? Don't be like them people. Because every generation is supposed to be a little bit better. So let's get a little bit better. All right. Anyway, thank y'all for listening to the Spiritual Shock Podcast. I'm your host, Lyric Lamour. I do all of this. I record it and put it up. I don't care how it sounds and all that stuff. Me is one mic and me. Okay. Okay. Anyway, love y'all. Hope you enjoying your day, your week, your month, whatever, your daytime, your nighttime, your sleep, whatever you listening to this. Anyway, bye.